But what's interesting about the hysteria, and it was real hysteria, I mean, the examples that I cited are illustrative, is that it illustrates that the traditional hatred for democracy among privileged elites, which is, after all, not very surprising, because democracy would threaten privilege, that this is not just hatred of democracy, but it's passionate hatred of democracy. If the mob, the rabble, ever begins to become involved in something like requesting that their representatives do something, well, you know, the civilization is coming to an end. It's not just a small problem from the point of view of a spectrum of opinion running from, say, Anthony Lewis over to the right, but it's a major problem. In fact, it's a catastrophe. That reflects hatred of democracy, which is true passion. And again, it won't surprise anyone who's familiar with intellectual history. If you go back to the 17th century, first modern democratic revolutions in the 17th century in England, and you look at the way, you know, the privileged classes and the educated were responding to efforts of the rabble to become involved in the political process, the hysteria was very similar. In fact, nothing has changed since those days, except that now it's rarely necessary to rise to these heights because usually the mob is kept under better control. The people who Walter Lippmann once called the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, meaning the general population, generally don't intrude where they don't belong, like in the political arena. But when they do, you really have to beat them down because otherwise we're in bad trouble.